Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition of the LeadX Leadership Show, also known as the Fan Mail Friday edition, where I read some comments, I take a question or two. And before I launch into all of that, I hope you will remember to leave a quick rating or review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this podcast, and then let us know. Send an email to jackie@leadx.org and say, "Yo, Jackie, send me that link to your private Facebook group. I just left you guys a review." Because we send out free books and other things to people who help us in that forum. We just had that group. We put up a poll of listening to this artificial robot voice we needed for a special project, and everybody that voted got sent a free book in the mail. Let's see, what else is going on? Had an awesome talk with some civil engineers out in Chicago talking about employee engagement, how and why we need to lead others. We can't just be managers of tasks. We need to be leaders of people. And, you know, when I've been procrastinating, and everybody does, so I don't want to hear it. Yep, even I procrastinate. I've been digging the Netflix series Peaky Blinders. It's out. It's been out for years, I think, and I never clicked on it. I think because the name was so weird. Like, what the heck is Peaky Blinders? Well, this is kind of like The Sopranos, but set in 1920s England. You know, like it's a gangster drama, and I love those things. I don't know why. Does everybody love gangsters? Is it just me? I love them. So anyway, I've been watching a lot of Peaky Blinders. I think you guys should check that out too. And here's our comment of the week from Vasavi. "I've started listening to your podcast since yesterday, and they are amazing. I've started making my schedule. I've added calendar meetings for tomorrow. Just love, love, love your podcast. I really wish to meet you someday. Please keep doing the podcast. You're doing a lot for society. Thanks a ton. Love, Vasavi." Vasavi, wow, I love your enthusiasm. I love, love, love your enthusiasm. I really appreciate that email. And Vasavi, and anyone else who's listening, but time is running out, you can meet me. I'm actually doing the first ever free public meet and greet in Philadelphia on March 13 of 2018. So everybody just get yourselves to Philadelphia. And I think I'm literally going to have it up in my 53rd floor condo. I think I'm just going to buy a bunch of snacks and booze and let everybody hang out in my condo, and we'll just chat and have a lot of fun. So thanks, Vasavi, for that note. And here's a question. So the question says, "I want to start a podcast that helps people get the most out of life. I've tried to start it, procrastinated, and gave up. What advice can you give me to help me realize this dream of helping people? I hope this reaches you, and I await your response." All right, now listen. Here's my tough love. If you can't motivate yourself to get this project going, then how are you ever going to inspire others to get their projects going? You know, so this is your first test case. You want to help somebody, help yourself. You want to lead others, start by leading yourself. Self-leadership, which is, of course, what I talk about all of the time. Second, man, if you're not just dying to do a podcast, don't. It's a lot of work. It's coming from somebody who knows a thing or two about this. It is a lot of work. And it's a lot of work if you want to do it right with quality and consistency. And it's so much harder to build an audience today than it was a year ago or 2 years ago. Like, there was a brief window where everybody got in, and if you had a little bit of a name, man, you could just build a big audience. Now, we're all competing with thousands of other podcasts, including very well-funded ones from NPR and, you know, all these big companies. So it's very hard to get an audience these days. But having said all that, if I didn't scare you away, you're still down for doing this podcast. I go back to my same advice. I know I'm sounding like a broken record. I think this was the advice I left for someone procrastinating last week too. Obviously, procrastination is a big problem. Get yourself into peak physical state. Emotion, you know, follows motion. So you want to get your emotion up. You want to get psyched up, get your body up. Sleep, lots of water, 20 minutes or more of cardio. Then focus on your why, your purpose. Why do you want to start this podcast, whatever your project is? Why do I want to do my podcast? Why do I want to do LeadX? You'd better have a big why, because most of the time you're not going to want to do it. You're not going to feel like doing it. Break the big goal down into little chunks, ideally into little daily most important tasks. Just set your alarm 30 minutes earlier than you normally get up and work on that MIT. Listen, motivation won't do it. You don't overcome procrastination through motivation. Truly great people just show up and work even when they're not motivated. Motivated, yeah, sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. You need to create a habit. You need to create a schedule. And I got to be honest with you, I am not motivated right now to be doing this very episode. I was on the couch an hour ago watching Peaky Blinders, and I wish I was still there. Katrina told me, she yelled at me, says, hey, I'm going on vacation. I'm going to Iceland next week. So you better give me two episodes, not just one. I'm like, oh God, like, what am I going to talk about? And I was relaxing and I got a million other things to do for LeadX. And now I got to do another podcast. But like a plumber, I show up and I work. A plumber doesn't sit there looking at that clogged sink waiting for motivation. The plumber's like, oh, this is going to be a messy job. And I'm the person for it, and they grab a wrench. So it's not about motivation. You just break it down and commit to doing it. Now, last week, I told you that my publisher was sold, and now my book that was already delayed until September of this year is delayed until April of next year. And so I just decided, heck with it. I'm going to start giving you guys a little snippet every week. It's kind of like books on tape, but only about a minute's worth. So we were talking about the Steve Harvey memo and how he took a lot of crud for yelling at people to leave him alone. And I said, he wasn't wrong. Like, his message delivery was off, but he wasn't wrong. So let me pick up. Here's the next section, still from just chapter one. In search of communication and transparency. An open door policy refers to the practice of business or organizational leaders leaving their doors open so that employees feel welcome to stop by and to meet informally, ask questions, or to discuss matters that have been weighing on their minds. These days, with open office environments, co-working spaces, and remote team members working all around the globe, the open door policy is more metaphorical than ever before. The equivalent of walking through a physical open door in many organizations is now sending a SMS text message, a direct message on Facebook or Slack, an instant message on Skype, or a ping on Basecamp. Regardless of whether the interruption is through an actual door or a digital door, the theory is that an organization uses such openness to build a culture of trust, collaboration, communication, and respect, regardless of an individual's position in the hierarchy. Access to executives should reduce workplace gossip and rumors. The goals of an open door policy are admirable. Who wouldn't want all of that? But while the goals are noble, the disadvantages are real. When I surveyed 100,000 subscribers to my newsletter and my online community, I was flooded with stories of open doors gone awry from managers and individual contributors alike. All right, enough of that dramatic reading from my 2019 bestseller about contrarian ways to lead and manage. I just feel like I want to get this content out there, and I ain't waiting for no stinking publisher. So I hope you enjoyed that. We'll read another snippet maybe next week. Before I go, a friendly reminder, the easiest way for you to stand out and to get ahead at work is the LeadX Academy at leadx.org. You can try it for free for 3 days and learn to double your productivity, build your personal brand, and see the specific behaviors I use to win Great Place to Work awards. LeadX Academy at leadx.org. And please, this weekend, be mindful of your leadership influence. How are you going to lead this weekend?